Hey, idiots, it's JMS. Have you watched my new special? PunchUp.live/JMS to watch it and be subscribed to that, to my PunchUp. That shows me where in the world you are so I can plan my touring around it. Speaking of touring, I have a lot of dates coming up. June 1st, I'm in London. July 3rd, I'm in Tampa. July 24th, I will be back in Anchorage. August 1st, my birthday. Come to Asheville. Everyone join me. I'm headlining the Asheville Comedy Festival. I'm going to be in a beautiful theater. It's going to be a wild weekend. We're going to have fun. And then on the 21st of August, I will be in San Diego. In September, I'm hitting San Francisco, Sacramento, Grand Rapids, Chicago, and Portland, Maine. And later this year, I'll be in Nashville, Chattanooga, Tyler, Texas, New Orleans for the Skank Fest. I think that's already sold out. And I believe a few more cities. Minneapolis and more to come. So if you want first dibs on tickets, you want to know about these things when they're happening, you want to request me in your city, punchup.live/JMS. Go there. Come see me live. That's how I'm best seen. Now without further ado, please enjoy this episode of Hey Idiots. I was trying to stifle that burp, but oh, there's another one. All right. Sorry. Enjoy.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to the Hey Idiots podcast. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton. I'm a stand-up comedian and the chief executive idiot over here. When I'm not rambling directly to you, I'm asking all your prying and sometimes ignorant questions to my guests, who are often experts, sometimes fellow comedian friends, and occasionally absolutely batshit insane people who have somehow tricked me into thinking they're knowledgeable about a topic. This podcast is 50% curiosity, 50% insanity, and 100% hilarious. If you like unfiltered rants, prying conversations about a variety of topics, and enjoy a lot of laughter with your learning, you're in the right place. Welcome home, idiots. Hey, idiots. I'm back, and I am here with one of my favorite people, favorite guests in the past of the show, one of your favorite guests, based on the numbers, by the way.
Aww. Thank you, guests. Or idiot listeners, I'm a guest.
You're the guest.
I can't even keep it straight.
You guys are just idiot listeners, and yeah. We love you for that. Fifi Dosh is here.
Hi.
Oh, my God, here, in the flesh.
What's up, JMS? I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's been... God.
I know. I'm glad we had a podcast so we could interact, because there's no point... in non-monetizable interactions anymore. That's that millennial hustle.
That is... Is that... I want to know. I guess this is more for the listeners because we're here. But, like, is that everywhere or is... I thought it was LA specific, but maybe it is just a millennial, like, can't stop, won't stop.
No, I think... I mean, I don't know. Well, I think everybody's deeply, deeply lonely and feeling adrift in abyss, in a void, you see. So, like, at least we have the podcast, so we've got that going for us.
At least we have... You listeners out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
Men invented podcasts so they could talk to each other for longer than 5 minutes.
Oh my God. Wow, what an avoidance of therapy. They literally had to invent a new medium just to talk about their feelings, but not with a therapist.
Well, and then do you ever listen to like a couple like 50-year-olds doing a podcast? And be like, let me tell you something I learned about life. And it's like, oh, a semi-functional person would have figured that out at 23.
Oh.
You're 55. Yeah. And
old men discovering feelings?
Yeah.
I shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, my listeners know I'm going through a very heavy, I lost my brother, you know that.
Yeah.
And I won't get into it because I'm not going to ruin your episode with my, no, it's fine.
It would be a pretty great, it'd be a great podcast to just invite Giss in to watch you cry.
Honestly, if
that hasn't been done, it ought to have been, yeah.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
We would just be like, no, come on, and be like,
And you just dump on them?
You're just weeping. I'm like, okay, anyway, I'm going to be at the Syracuse Funny Bone on March 29th.
Welcome back to I Can't Afford Therapy.
Yeah.
And so I'm dumping on my friends.
Yeah.
Today was rough.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that to say, I have been so appreciative of my friends reaching out, and then people who are listeners and, like, followers have sent nice messages, but the onslaught of DMs, of men being like, you're gonna get a lot of feelings. They're gonna come up.
Yeah.
You gotta let the feelings go. The feelings have been coming up the whole time, buddy. Like, I almost wish I had whatever it seems like most men have had beaten into them by society that is like a plug.
I promise you, you don't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, wow, I guess actually you probably have a better insight to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Than most.
It's an utter prison of the mind through which the only escape is transition or death.
Transition.
It's absolutely all. Even like, here's the thing. Even trans men, and I'm not saying this like even the most masked straight trans men of the world are like, yeah, no, feelings are great. I'm not going to like not feel feelings because I'm like trying hard to be a man. I'm not an idiot. Like, yeah. Even they are like, well, yeah, but I like the emotional connection and like having a fucking soul. I like that part. I'm not going to throw that out too. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to be a better man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the man that everyone becomes. At best, when they're like 65.
Exactly.
Not everyone.
Well, you know why that happens when men turn 65.
Why?
It's because their testosterone levels finally drop and their estrogen goes up. Yeah.
I never even would have put that together in a million
years.
Well,
yeah, I mean, they go through like a menopause like women do.
And that's why women leave their husbands and their testosterone goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sick of your shit.
They're not men anymore and unworthy of life.
Yeah, just 65-year-old women being like, I need an alpha male.
Yeah. I would love to see an alpha male podcast that's just all about nailing, like, 60-year-old women.
That's so funny. It's just the idea of a woman spending 30-plus years of marriage being like, why can't you just understand me? And then going, turns out, I actually, the worst thing that could possibly happen is for you to understand what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to you about that a little
bit.
Because, like, do you feel like, in transition, I would love to ask you about, I guess let's focus on the emotional aspect first, but like, I'm trying to think of the way to like phrase, was there?
Well, however you say it, you're canceled instantly. So just spit it out.
Okay, bitch. <There's> Oh my God, I just blew out the speaker calling you a bitch.
Yeah.
What were the things that, I guess I want to talk about, like, the differences in how you felt and express emotions pre- and post-transition, and also, like, ones you were expecting versus maybe there were things that you were like, didn't think this was gonna be a thing? That's such a not even question.
I mean, to put it broadly, it's literally like the
broadly. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Can I leave? Well, it's been a great show, everybody.
That's gonna be the clip.
The broadly to put it, it's like in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy goes from the black and sepia toned Kansas into the color of Munchkin Land. It's like, it's straight up like that.
What a beautiful...
When I first started, and I've been on E for 5 years now, like, I swear to God, the first week, I mean, and they don't start you just jamming it into you, like, full blast. You start at, like, a quarter dose, and you work your way up, you know? Yeah,
you love it, don't you?
Yeah. But now it's like, you remember when, like, Blade would shoot up his serum to keep from turning into a vampire? It's very that. But, like, I was starting on, like, 2 milligrams of the pills, which is not much at all. It's a pretty, like, conservative way to start, pardon the word. But, like, I swear the first week I felt like I was on mushrooms.
Really?
That whole, like, men take mushrooms and discover feelings thing, like, that is way more on the money than people realize.
Really?
Like, for real. It's...
Was it, like literally kind of trippy and silly?
Yeah,
and...
it's like, what? Like, yeah, it's, I mean, I'm being, like, very serious. Like, it felt like the drug of mushrooms specifically. I'm not...
And you had done mushrooms before.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was, like,
yeah.
A parallel.
Yep.
Whoa.
It felt like a... Like, have you ever done LSD before?
A little tiny bit. But I didn't, like, trip or anything. It was, like, there was acid on, like, these mints one time at a coffee festival. Oh, okay. I think I, or maybe my tripping is just not what I thought LSD would be. I was just up and happy.
Well, LSD is very, like, your brain, whereas, like, mushrooms, you feel like your body is morphing around. Like, that, estrogen's very that.
Okay, I was going to go, for people who are not in the know, when you say E, but estrogen, spoiler alert. Damn, that's...
It's so awesome.
I mean, it was awesome.
It's incredible.
Were you like, this is what being a woman is?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm like,
oh, wow, feelings, this is great. I'm not a dissipated husk just shuffling through life like the goddamn Walking Dead. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was there any type of like, or moments where you were like, oh, it was too much? Oh, feelings. Did it come in a truck ever?
I mean, I do injections now, and like if I had started doing that, like maybe, but like, Also, you gotta remember, like when I started, I was like, fucking enough. I don't, like, deep end. We're jumping into the deep end.
It's this or nothing.
I have no G-shucks and energy about this at all. We're going all in.
I mean, that was such a wild time because you were coming out when the world was shutting down.
I literally started the day before the stay-at-home order went down.
And you're like, everyone! And they're like, where'd they go?
It's so fucking awesome because, like, that's the most awkward, shitty part. And like, yeah, I'll stay in my house for a year. This rules.
You're like, oh, I get to transform before nobody's eyes?
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Oh, I didn't even think about it because it's like, there is, I mean, you see it, like, I mean, at least I see it. I don't know how many of you, you know, listeners, if you haven't followed a trans person, well, now here's a really funny one.
Thank you.
I've seen my friends post their, like, this was this far out, and this, and, like, they're just transition photos, and, yeah, it's gotta be that awkward. The closest I can come to wrapping my head around it, like, from my own personal experience, would just be, like, every time I've gotten bangs. And then be like, time to grow out the bangs. And obviously that's such a minimization of what you're going through. But there's just an awkward period. If you shave your head and you want to grow it back long, there's going to be... And now you're trying to fully go from dude to lady.
Yeah. That's why, like, by the way, the bangs analogy, like, you're not far off because it's like whenever I hear a girl say they want to be like, I think I'm going to shave my head. I'm like, here's what's going to happen. Because I started when I started, my head was fully shaved. You're gonna look like a badass for like 4 months. You're gonna have a pixie cut for another 6. Then you're gonna look like an alcoholic French clown for 3 years. Are you prepared for that? Because those are the stakes.
I've spent my life becoming an alcoholic French clown. I'll have you know.
If only.
Disrespectful to my people. That's so funny. Alcoholic French clown. Yeah. I'm dying. Was there... Okay. Going back
just
to
just a sad mime just dying in a gutter.
Yeah.
In the Marseille waterfront.
Watching a YouTube makeup tutorial being like, where... Where is she?
Yeah. By the way, I went to a clown-themed sex party the other day.
Jesus Christ.
But I don't feel like we're done with this, but let's put a pin in that.
Okay, we are coming back to that.
Yeah. That's how you tease an audience, JMS. You're not changing the
yeah, you're gonna,
channel.
You're going to cycle through whatever generic dropped ads I get 2 pennies for at the end of this segment. You're coming back because we're fucking talking about this goddamn clown sex party.
Oh, yeah. I did throw you off. I understand.
You did. And I do want to ask a few more questions for the listeners who are... Here's how I try to approach topics like this for my listeners. Is like... I'm trying to get... And let me tell you, I'm pretending it's such a stretch. To be like, I'm trying to get in the perspective of the most... Not hateful, but dumbest fucking ding-dong who's never met anyone. Is just going, what does that mean? What do you mean that? In terms of, man, I'm so ADHD right now.
I think I know what you're getting at.
Jump in.
A lot of people look at it like, say you're a cis woman and you think like, what would it feel like if I wanted to be a man? That's not what it's like. What it is you present as a cis woman, but what you are is a man in a fucking flesh prison.
Living out
a Kafka-esque nightmare like The Thing.
Let me ask you
this. That's what it's like. You're not, it's not like, gee shucks, I want to be this. It's, I am fucking trapped in this nightmare.
How do you know? I know that's like such a crazy question, but for someone maybe who's listening, who maybe is experiencing this or is like unaware of like, that's what their whole confusion has been. Cause I could be wrong. I imagine there are some people who one day go,
There are.
That's what the fuck that is.
Well,
that's
been feeling off. I started when I was 33, which is older than beyond the curve, like for people nowadays.
Yeah,
you know. But it's like a lot of people think like, well, if I were that, I would have known out of the womb. But like a lot of people, one thing a lot of people don't want to admit is like a lot of people are just not in touch with their genuine selves.
No.
So like
I don't know who I am at all.
Cool. How's that going? Anyway.
It's a nightmare.
But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm an alcoholic in recovery, and, like, a lot of that is, like, oh, I've piled intoxicants and bullshit and defense mechanisms on top of my soul my entire life. Let's start shoveling that shit down, and then you get down to the bottom, and then there's a princess at the bottom.
You're like, oh, this
is
what's
so that's how I figured it out. But, like, I mean, I think a lot of people, like, you first have to get in touch with, like, hey, do I really know myself? And that's not everybody can do that.
Well, and do you think like people our age and people a little bit older, I don't want to say, I don't want to use the term easy in terms of how it is now. It's obviously still very hard with the way society's built and the stigmas. It does seem to me that it's more in the zeitgeist, so it might be easier for a younger person to go, oh
yeah,
that, whereas people our age and maybe a little older, I don't know about you. I know you grew up in South Dakota. I didn't see a trans person for, actually now in retrospect, I did work with one.
Oh.
But in high school, but I don't even know if, actually I shouldn't say that because I don't know that they were trans. They were just a very, very feminine, what I would have thought is a very feminine man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like that is like, ah, he's, Jesse's gay and has a pink car and wears a zebra hat.
Right, right.
Like, and has long curly hair, but is a man.
Right.
So I don't know.
When I heard zebra hat, I literally thought like Chris Rock's character from Madagascar, like a hat, like a theme park hat.
Zebra
like,
cowboy
oh, yeah,
hat.
No, yeah,
just
that's,
like, I just was like, that's what a gay man is, which is also so.
Zebra hat says non-binary to me. Like,
yeah, it's like, you're not even identifying as people anymore.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah, yeah. You're just identifying like it's like a tourist dad in a cartoon.
Yeah, like, do you feel like, I mean, do you think that there is any reality in that where it's like growing up somewhere where maybe you didn't see it, it was hard to realize that's even.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was very binary.
Mm-hmm.
It was like there's boys and there's girls.
Well, there's also like, You one, don't know about its existence at all, based aside from, like, you know, fucking Jerry Springer. And, like,
oh, yeah, they make it, like, this cartoonish.
Yeah, too. But you know what? There are TikTok channels of, like playing clips from, like, you know, Jerry Springer, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, like, shitty 90s TV. And it's like,
so progressive.
Oh, my God, so many. But honestly, they are. I'm not even kidding. Because, like, the trans women on there are saying incredible shit, but just no one can hear them.
No, because
they're just
women.
Not listening to them.
Ignored.
By the way, I will say this, so many, I'm not saying everybody liked my comedy before, but no one ever went out of their way to tell me I suck the way they do now. So it's like, okay, guys, you don't trust a word that's coming out of my mouth. You automatically think I'm unfunny. You don't trust any of my experience on anything. You say I'm not a woman, but you're sure treating me like one. Like,
you sure are doing it. That's so interesting,
right?
To wrap my head around, because as a female comedian, I've always been like, well, not always, but especially ever since I started posting clips and being like, time to do social media, I have been like, it feels like people are harder on women just from the gate.
Yes.
For this. They just go, I've decided I hate you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the experience from both sides.
I didn't change my sense of humor. You know what?
No,
like,
you're still
really,
probably funnier.
Well, thank you. I
just
mean,
kidding,
like,
we're women.
I mean, the only thing that really changes, like, I have a different set of, like, a different POV and I'm happier. That's it. Which, don't get me wrong, like, that pisses people off, just being happy.
Oh, no, people, miserable people hate when you're happy.
Well, because, okay, here's the thing. Do you remember, like, before I, like, flat out did it, like, I was doing, like, gender nonconforming shit at the Comedy Store a lot?
Yeah, that
no one
dabbling.
Gave me an ounce of shit about that ever. Nobody cared until I started feeling good about it.
No, because misery loves company. And yeah. also, there's this lie, and we'll go to a break.
So visit the Comedy Store in the Sunset Strip, everybody.
Well, there's this, like, trope that people, as I drool, cling to of this romanticizing of the, like, broken clown.
Yeah.
And this, like, you've got to be suffering. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I am suffering, but, like, right. you don't have to be miserable. It's no, because people that's... think that you have to hold on to, like, being a piece of shit. You have to live in your depression to be funny. And it's like,
yeah.
I've done both. I've lived in and, like, drowned myself in feeling miserable and, mm-hmm. like, attached my grief and depression to, like, a fundamental part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I've also healed. You know I joked about being like, I don't know who I am, but it's like I've done work, and obviously yeah. life's and, like, shit happens and sad stuff comes for all of us, but, like, my comedy is not worse when I'm happy. No. It's better. I'm more able to be present. I care.
But you know what? I do have a theory on that.
And wait! We're going to take a quick break, and okay. I'm going to hear the theory as soon as we come back.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care Plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Let's hear that. Okay, we're back, and you have a theory.
Okay. I really think, because, like, I listened to a lot of gnarly shit comedy, like, when I was, like, absolutely at my worst.
Like, edgelord?
Yeah, like I was, I hate to say this, because, like, so many people involved in this world are such true pieces of shit, but, like, I was a big Opie and Anthony fan for a long time.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, I really, and, like, this was at my fucking worst, and I truly believe, like, when you're that low, you need someone who's there to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing, like, you don't want to go find a clown and see the clown is doing better than you.
Yeah, you don't
that's
want
not endearing.
Cartwheeling and being like, I'm doing great,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, like, oh, wow, I'm doing worse than the professional idiot. That's, oh, dear.
Oh, kill me.
I gotta look at some things I'm not prepared to. So I really think, like, I don't know, I feel like dark, shitty comedy is like surgery, and fun, happy comedy is like a topical cream or yoga. And if you need one, you really, really don't want the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not the right treatment for you. Now, I think if you're, like, constantly in bottom level and just kind of being, like, kept alive, like that's a cope. That's not a solution.
Yeah. Well,
but, like, people down there, I genuinely think people down there need that. But, like,
oh, yeah,
no, I really hope it's in the service of going up, or else that's a sad life, my guy.
Yeah, it's like, is there... Are you just going to stay on life support?
Yeah.
Or are you going to, like... I don't know what the analogy would be, but it's like, okay, you know, you gotta move your body. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
If anyone heard that, it doesn't matter. We just bumped into it. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it makes a noise.
Yeah.
But
we made a noise reacting to it.
We panicked.
We overcorrected.
Yeah, we absolutely did. Yeah, because it is, like, when you are feeling like that, there is... Because I've been the same way. Mm-hmm. I've been... into really, like, dark comedy. I've had phases where I've done really dark comedy, and it's like, so much of, I think, what makes comedy good for an individual, or dare I say important to someone, is feeling understood. Like, the things I laugh at the hardest are things where I go, I do that! Oh my god, I thought it was just me! And so I think sometimes for people who are really that low, they're like, okay... It's their backwards, fucked up way of being like, I am not alone.
Yeah.
Though I am very alone.
I agree. Yeah.
But then, yeah, you hope that the way that you hope, I mean, I hoped from the beginning of my comedy. I was like, yeah, I'm doing a lot of dick jokes. It's what I know.
Yeah.
I hope I evolve, only time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I went from like, aiming at the darkest shit 24/7 to, like, now I'm going to make a TikTok where I'm wearing cat ears and, like, licking milk out of a bowl. And, like, if me from then would have seen me now, I'm like, man, I'm going to kill myself. This is not doing it for me. Like, talk about the Holocaust. Yeah, I'm hanging on by a thread.
I mean, so true. It's like, literally the shit I would say, younger self, my 17-year-old self would say to me, just the fucking cancelable words I would use to describe my behavior as someone who's journaling and is talking about mental health and their father and death and, like, and just, actually, you know, there is a silver lining. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah. And it's like, you know how every, like boomer stand-up, like, just says a bunch of regressive shit at the end? It's like, you know, I think it's really important we all get together and laugh. Like, what? Stop doing this.
We all came out of our homes after they talked about being at the mall.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Mandela.
The mall is hot. Yeah. Fuck, it's so real.
Yeah.
Are you finding with stand-up, like, you're finding, like, a new audience?
Yeah, and it's, honestly, I don't do a ton of stand-up anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I haven't seen you. I didn't know if you'd, like, fully stopped, or if you're just...
No, but here's the thing. I have gotten to a point where I was like, I had enough of this shit, but, like, now I'm at a point where, like, I do it sparingly, and I'm having a lot more fun with it, because I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah!
Like, I only kind of ever do it, like, in situations where I want. Like, my Polycule and I produce a show that, like, takes place at a sex dungeon.
Okay, sorry, keep going.
Most of my social life revolves around sex dungeons now,
Jessica. Ah, yes.
Yeah, and it's kind of warping my mind because, like, I remember I went to my friend's birthday party at their commune out in Pomona, and, like, we watched a movie, and the movie wrapped up, and part of me is like, oh, I'm gonna take all my clothes off, we're gonna have an orgy. No, we're not having an orgy this time.
Oh,
that's all your other outings, but that we're just having soup today, and that's fine.
I mean,
that's good, clean fun.
Getting soup when you expect an orgy.
Yeah.
Is this, but a good soup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a hearty, good turnips grown in the community garden. It was wonderful.
Big, thick soup.
Earthy vegetables. But, like, yeah, I mean, also, I mean, just from making videos and doing stuff online, I remember last year during Pride Month, like, I mean, I'm not... My level of notoriety is such that I probably get recognized in public, like, once every 3 weeks to a month or so.
Right.
But during June of last year, where it was Pride, and I was probably going to an event with a ton of queer people every single night.
New people.
Yeah. Like, I probably, like, I don't think I went to a single event where someone didn't say they liked me or want a photo or something. And it's like, if I go to any vaguely queer thing, like, someone will know who I am. Like, I was at a furry rave recently, and it's like, I love your videos! And it's like, yeah, hi,
I love you,
know,
you.
Yeah, I've found my groove. But yeah, yeah, and, like, more people told me that they knew who I was and liked my comedy in the month of June of 2024 than did in 13, 14 years of doing stand-up the way I've been doing it, including getting on TV several times. So I'm just like, why would I? This is just such a bad ROI, and I like this other thing more.
Yeah, it's a trivial pursuit. It's also, I do wonder if stand-up can be its own form of a drug.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're, like, chasing the laughs, which maybe our brains falsely translate as, like, love or whatever, or just respect or appreciating what I'm doing, or just, it does feel good to entertain a crowd. And I do wonder if there's some level of, now that you're happy with who you are and you're, you know, living your, like, true life, you don't need it the way you needed it.
I don't, but you know what? Like, I still feel that, like, compulsive, like, oh, I gotta get out there. Like, oh, like,
hustle,
I remember,
like, I'm not grinding.
Yeah, like, I still feel it. I gotta remind myself I'm not doing it because I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, like, part of me feels like, oh, the train is going off and I'm not on it. I'm like, no.
You don't want to go where any
trains are going. No, it never worked. How long, like, I did it for over a decade. Like, how long do I have to do that before I be like, no, this is not me and this is working way better?
Yeah. You know what's so embarrassing is my redneck parallel to that is I got way more attention when I released a country song.
It's like, are you still making music?
I in theory am. In reality, the person I was working with was, like, the producer was my ex's boy, like, my ex-boyfriend's friend. So I need to find my people.
Yeah.
But, and it doesn't have to be country, but I do enjoy music. It's such
so
a, like,
good, Jessica.
Such the opposite end of the spectrum of, like, I had the same thing when I started doing Walmart songs.
Right? Your music's so good. Will you please make more?
I want to.
I fucking love it.
Thank you. That means so much to me. God, that's so good to hear, because also I'm still full-time, like, my money comes from stand-up,
mm-hmm.
but I have also reached a place where I don't, it's not like I need it. I'm mm-hmm. like, I get to do it from a place of joy, but I have the same thing of, sometimes I think, like, oh, am I failing because I'm not, like, don't have that weird desperation of, I don't even know what I was desperate for, but it's like, I don't have this, like, evil villain, like, I need more.
Yeah.
I have to be the best.
I mean, I feel that sometimes too, but, like, I don't know. I've kind of, sometimes I worry it's just been shifted a little.
Yeah.
You know? Now I'm like, no, I want to be cool like all these other people.
In a different way.
Do a voice on Hasbin Hotel, and I want to do that, and, you know.
I mean.
Right?
But that is cool.
It is cool, right?
It is fucking cool.
By the way, I'll tell you a thing I was hugely jealous of.
Yes.
Robin Tran, my co-host of the Skin Suit podcast.
Check out the Skin Suit
podcast.
That's
how you plug.
Two fucking funny ass bitches.
Thank you. Robin.
Respectfully.
Because Robin does stand-up, and that's what she's about when she wants to do. I kind of am not anymore.
Yeah.
But Rob, we were wrapping up a pod the other day. Robin dropped the fucking bomb that from doing stand-up, she knows Chelsea Manning.
She knows Chelsea Manning.
She knows Chelsea Manning.
How?
She's, like, hung out before.
What?
Just because Chelsea went to go see her. Also, I have no idea what Chelsea's life is like. Her whole thing is like, I'm in solitary confinement. I'm the Grand Marshal of this gay pride parade. What's your life, girl?
I don't understand.
Yeah, but she just knows her. And I'm like, why? How do you... You just have Chelsea Manning in your fucking phone? That's
Chelsea
insane.
Manning goes to shows?
Yeah, the hero? Jesus.
Yeah, and also...
Fucked Elon's ex-wife? She's a queen!
That's iconic.
I know.
Well, it's also, like, anyone who knows Robin does her stand-up in, like, stints of, like, mm-hmm. Robin will be like, I'm out of commission right now.
Yeah.
Not the words she uses, but, like, she takes these big breaks or she only does it in the way she wants to do it. So even, it feels like the odds of running into anyone in that way, that's... fucking hilarious.
Robin really prioritizes when she wants to go up and how she does her career. Now, having said that, she's also lazy as shit and loves canceling plans. No one loves canceling a plan more than Robin Tran.
Robin makes plans just like,
I can't
wait to pull the plug on
this. She once canceled going on something, and it was something we wanted to get out of. But she was like, well, the fires in L.A. happened, and I think I might have breathed in some toxic smoke. And I'm like, you did not just cancel on a podcast saying you breathed in toxic fumes. Let your manager handle this shit from now on, sweetie. You do not have the gift of schmooze.
Yeah, that's so funny. I may have breathed in toxic.
God bless her.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I know I already said it, but go listen to their podcast because you're both so funny.
Thank you.
And I want to talk about, okay, what, clown? What was the clown orgy?
Clown sex party. So I met my polycule, my main partner boyfriend and all of our partners, basically through like the...
And we're going to talk about that, too.
Through the BDSM dungeon scene in L.A. I met my boyfriend at the dungeon that we now, that we now run our show at.
You're paying regulars.
Yeah. So, basically, the other night, that same dungeon had a clown-themed party, which, like, I never thought I was into, but, like, my boyfriend is banging the owner, so we get into there for free.
What a slut.
Yeah, I know. This is the benefits of polyamory, like, are everlasting.
I mean, that's...
But,
Dude laying down dick good enough to get free shit. This is progress, you guys.
So I was just like, whatever, I'll just go, whatever. But here's, like, the funny part. Like, I get to shit early, because I, like... I like getting
the timely.
I like getting to my event at 8, getting home at 11, watching one episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation while I fall asleep, and that's an ideal evening.
We love Next Gen.
Yeah. But anyway, I got there kind of early, along with like a bunch of other people who got there early. The party really didn't get going till like 10-ish or so.
All dressed as clowns?
Yes, we were all dressed as sexy clowns.
Oh, you know what? I don't know why I wouldn't put together that you would be sexy clowns. I'm just picturing Bozo the Clown.
No. It was sexy clown girls and a lot of guys dressed like the Jared Leto Joker, basically.
Okay.
Which, you know, you ever have a thing where you're like, oh, that's hot and I hate myself for it? It was
that. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we're like waiting for the sex party to start and there's just kind of a thing playing and we're all sitting around in a circle at the sex dungeon. And okay, and like we blew up balloons and stuff, and we were just sitting in a circle, and like we had a balloon, and we were just kind of like bopping it back and forth to each other, like, you know. And it just occurred to me, there are people in the world out there going like trannies are having clown sex parties in Los Angeles, and it's literally just boop. Boop. Like, it's the banality of orgies. Like, people think like orgies and these kind of events are way dorkier than people give it credit for.
That's so funny. Have you seen Danny Jolas just released a short film?
No.
And it's this guy who's like socially awkward. It's very much like taps into like, I think, the male loneliness epidemic, but he like gets a like almost pity invite to a sex party from a coworker, and he's like, he brings a vegetable tray. It's just this guy that at the end of the day just ends up like watching people have sex, eating vegetables.
No, that happens. Like, Fahim has a joke kind of like this too. So it's like I don't know, it's yin and yang, because you're like, you'll have one room where it's like, yeah, is a trans femboy chained to a bedpost with fingerless gloves and he's getting, you know, vibed until he barks like a dog, yeah.
Sure.
But then someone in the other room is like, can I have some of your gluten-free Fruity Pebbles? Could you not? They're kind of hard to get. Okay. And then, like, a couple people are, like...
stingy with the Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing
ever. A couple people are, like, snuggling and watching Deep Space Nine. Other people are talking about, like, the Kirby video games. Like, this is what a real orgy is like. It's not Eyes Wide Shut.
That's so funny. Yeah, because I think... I would gather most people's knowledge of an orgy at best is an overproduced porn thing they've seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Where it's just everyone going, ah, ah, and you're like, this is noisy.
Every kink dungeon I know has a board game night. There's one I go to regularly. It has a bondage and board game night.
Are there people who just come for the board game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Some people just play games. And then, like, I remember one night we went to this party and, like, a lot of people were playing, but it was, like, in this house and a lot of people are, like, playing board games in one area of the house and the other area was, like, the play area. By that, I mean the sex area.
Yeah,
so me and, like, my 8-person polycule kind of took that over and, like, we were kind of being really loud, and by that, I mean I was being really loud, and my boyfriend is like, should we maybe keep it down, because everyone's trying to play board games? I'm like, is this a sex party, or is it a sex party? Like,
yeah.
No.
Sorry,
half,
I ruined Scatterberries.
Yeah, no half measures, Walter. Like, fucking, are we doing this, or are we doing this?
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, wait, okay, the alarm did go off. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then... I want to ask you about what the fuck even being in a polycule is.
Yeah.
We're back. It's been clown orgies and board games and mayhem. You're in a polycule.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have some listeners who heard that word and went, what? What?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of that. Can you tell me?
You are Alaskan.
Yeah.
I'm
although
South Dakota,
arguably
no,
Alaska
judging.
Is just one polycule passing a woman around. And they don't realize it. But... is it, the things that they would go like
MMMMMMMMMF orgy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. There's a saying up there that it's disgusting. You don't lose your girl, you lose your turn. Which,
oh my god,
is not untrue.
That should be hot, and it isn't.
No, I beg you to try to find one woman who is married to a man that she didn't hook up with at least one of his friends in high school. I think it's impossible. But what can you do? Which is so funny, the way that I can picture people being like, "Not that ain't how we do things around here," and you're like, "It is, it is." You just call it something else. Okay, what is a polycule?
A polycule is a relationship of polyamorous people. So it's like a big group of people who are all dating each other.
Each
and
other.
I would say there are like I'd say there are about eight of us in our particular
about
pocket.
Eight.
Yeah,
someone
kind of
fringe.
Well, kind of. Well, because here's how it is, and like this is like not everybody does polyamory this way. Some people flat out don't like this, but like,
yeah,
I have someone in the polycule I call my primary. This
okay.
person I call my boyfriend.
Yes.
And like there are couples within the polycule.
Okay.
And but like we're all open with each other.
Okay.
But like, you know, this person is my primary. These two other people, they have their own primary. But like, we're all kind of
anyone
together.
Else's primary.
We're more like a loose confederation of like
horny clowns
of like open couples who are with each other. But like, we're all a family and we care about each other.
That's cute.
It really is. I'm really happy. Finding them has been one of the most transformatively positive things in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you before you found them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that was something you'd be into?
No.
Were you even like, because I have always been on the outside of polyamory in
mm-hmm.
terms of, I've just never done it. I've always had like this part of my brain that understands theoretically like, oh, I think I could get behind that from a, whatever, you can't get all your needs met by one person or like, we're humans and why are we creating these rules and confines that aren't necessarily necessary, but then my boyfriend looks at a woman too long and like, I'll kill you. Chop your eyes out.
Yeah.
were you like surprised when you...
I mean, it was never something, like I was never like against it, but it was never something I thought I would do either. It was just like, I started seeing my boyfriend kind of off and on for a year, and then he invited me into the polycule proper like a year and a half ago. And, like, now we're all a
group.
Yeah.
Did you know from the beginning he was part of this?
No.
No!
I knew, like, he had partners, I guess.
Okay.
And, like I had met these people before.
Okay.
So, like, but, like, I did kind of didn't... I'm also bad at just picking up, like, social dynamics. You know, you ever go to, like, a party or a house party? I wish I swear to God, I wish I could have, like, a form of, like, this is who everybody is and this is what their deal is. Like, this
yeah.
is who's fucking who... Who
yeah.
broke up with who? Like,
so
that would really help.
In case you can't read between the lines.
Because I never pick up on that shit. That's autism for
me. Oh, yeah.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
the way I will never know that people are together or
oh, yeah.
have been together or
yeah.
gone.
Yeah. But it's really nice. Like, I'm on Valentine's Day, we just watched Star Trek in a big cuddle puddle on our jammies. It's just, it was great. We spent Thanksgiving together. I love them.
Oh, I love
yeah.
this. Is there any, like... difficulty in like jealousy that arises and how do you deal with it if so?
I don't feel jealous. What I do feel sometimes, because this is like my first like real serious relationship,
okay,
I do sometimes wonder if like I'm doing a good job at being a partner.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think that just means you care.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like I don't know, like, am I spending enough time with people? Am I being generous enough with my time? Am I being too generous with my time? It's just, like, sometimes I wonder about that.
That part, because I know you say you have a primary, but
mm-hmm.
do you think about that in terms of the whole group? That you're like, am I giving everyone, do you feel like everyone needs to get equal time or equal... Like, that would stress me out because I'm such a people pleaser. And having one person, I'm like, is it enough?
Yeah, not really, just because we kind of hang out with each other all the time.
Okay.
Like, every Sunday we meet up, we have this one house where most of the Kula lives at, we call it the ranch, and we go there,
hot.
Like, we hang out there every Sunday, we kind of do our thing. My primary boyfriend, he lives not too far away.
Okay.
So we're kind of either hanging out at one or the other, and, like, if you go to one place, it's like, if I go to my boyfriend's place, it's like, if one or a couple other people are there, it's like... Of course they are.
Yeah, it's
you know
normal.
What I mean?
Does it ever get, like, are there ever times where you're like, oh, I would like to have more one-on-one time with either your primary or with someone else, and
well,
then it becomes a little stressful?
Well,
like
sometimes, but you just kind of got to ask, you know?
Just
because you just kind of want some more laser focus time and be like, yeah, hey, you know, boyfriend and I, we're going to have an alone night tonight, and,
yeah.
You know, that's fine. Also, can I tell you something? Also, I will say this. A lot of people really don't like this. They really hate the idea of hierarchy in polyamory at all.
I'm interested.
But it's like, I think when they think about that, I think what they're mainly trying to prevent is like, say you have like a heterosexual couple that has like a girlfriend,
yeah.
and it's like they're the couple, and then the girlfriend is like the help.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what they're trying to avoid. That's not, I don't feel that.
You don't feel that at all.
I feel like everyone is getting their proper amount of engagement and everyone's
really
satisfied.
Because here's, I'll say my, like, out of maybe outside perspective or out of the loop. I interviewed a woman who was polyamorous. Mm-hmm. She didn't say polycule, but unfortunately the audio and stuff got fucked up, so no one knows what I'm referencing because I couldn't put the episode out. I'm so mad.
Ooh.
And the situation she was in, it was like there's a guy and he has a bunch of partners and they all get their time with the partner, but it doesn't, yours sounds like it's a group. It's mm-hmm. cohesive. Theirs is like, I think I got mad that I'm like, there's just this fucking dude walking around going, one isn't enough. Mm-hmm. And all these, from my perspective, although she seemed so happy, but like I brought it up to her too, but it was this like, is everyone happy? Or are these a bunch of women like breadcrumbing mm-hmm. and being like, a little bit of attention from a man is better than none.
Well, here, I will tell you this, and you might find this controversial.
Hit
you might
me,
raise
please.
An eyebrow at me. My boyfriend is my primary.
Yeah.
I am not his. Stay with me. He has a partner who he's been with like forever.
Okay.
I know her, and we jokingly call each other sister wives.
Cute.
And, they've been with each other for years and years and years. They've lived with each other before.
Yeah.
They had plans to, like, buy a house and move in together. Like, I would not do that, I don't think.
You're not interested in that.
No. But, like, I mean, not right now. I mean, I don't want to give out too many specific details.
Yeah.
But, like, I totally know this is what it is. I'm fine with it.
You're totally fine with
it. I'm, you know.
This is what I want to, like, I'm curious to hear.
This is
the vibe that works for you.
Yeah. I look at him as, I just don't complicate it, you know. It's just kind of like, I love these people right now.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're like, I enjoy our time. It doesn't need to be this.
And, like, I understand my boyfriend's, you know, like, you two, like, you know. You ever see Big Love?
No, actually.
Oh, it's so good. I'm basically the Chloe Sevigny of my situation.
I bet this is a great reference.
Who wouldn't want to be the Chloe Sevigny of anything?
Of anything.
But, like, I'm like, I know their deal, I know my deal, and, like, you know.
And you're getting your needs met, so.
Yeah, I'm getting my needs met. Like, I'm still dating other people.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, you know. Like
you're
I
not
said,
like,
I'm not,
well, this is all I get.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, because you're also not
even
tied
if,
to.
Even if I weren't dating other people, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, you're
I'm
getting.
I'm totally happy right now.
This is so great to hear, and that's why I ask, because it's like, all I have is my lens mm-hmm. of what I think I would feel. And also I never am 100% sure how much of what I even think is true about me in situations like this is like my deep, deep truth and mm-hmm. how much is, oh, I gotta check these boxes that society told me. There's definitely a gray area for me of like,
mm-hmm.
I don't actually know if that's what I want or if that's what I have just been so told I'm supposed to want that I think that I would hate not having it. Have you... Okay, obviously we're not going to, like, spill all the tea, but has anyone new come into the polycule since you?
Someone had a bit, like, we're friends with this person and all as well, but someone I would say had a bit of a trial period.
This is what I want to know,
and,
is, like, how do you...
It didn't quite out, we'll keep your resume on file.
That's so funny. That's what I was curious about, because it's like... You know, you said you dated this, your primary, for like a year and a half and then got invited in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like an unspoken, or is there like a, well, some of us are interested in maybe bringing this person in, like sorority recruitment?
Kind of, yeah. And I mean, like, we have friends who are like, you know, they're our friends. I wouldn't say they're like in the polycule, but like if we're having a play party or something and they're there, no one's like, what are you doing here?
Hey, you're not in the cule.
Yeah, you know, so it's like. But yeah, that it has happened, and like somebody left not too long ago, and then
that's gotta be. Is that hard?
It kind of was. Like you wouldn't think it's like okay, well, there's seven other people. That's great, but like one, you miss them because you care about them, and two, it's like it does kind of throw off the dynamic a bit.
Especially now an uneven number. I can't go to a theme park with three people.
Yeah, I know, right? It's very confusing.
One person just left out. Like, well,
yeah.
I guess I'll just jerk off in the corner.
But yeah, but like, I don't know, someone was kind of like hanging around with us a lot and it kind of didn't work out and there was a bit of drama, but like all is well now. But like,
that's what I was like, has anyone ever pitched someone and everyone's like, No. It's like staffing a writer's room where they're like, they can't be here.
No, I mean, for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you...
My boyfriend is being like, hey, do you want to fuck such and such with me? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I guess it's just me.
Yeah.
Do you date... I mean, you have this whole polycule, but you said you're dating other people. Do you also date outside the polycule?
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like the core group,
mm-hmm.
but you guys all, not that everyone does, but it's not weird if anyone is like, I'm going to also go on like dates or...
No.
How do you... I mean, I guess you probably just throw it out there, but... Like, how do you, when you're going on, like, a date or trying to date other people, how do you bring up the polycule?
You just don't. You just do it.
There's no okay.
No, there's just no faff to it at all. It's like, hey, I went out to the furry rave with such and such. You remember him? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
What about the, have you ever encountered the opposite where, like, you go on a date with someone and it's a good vibe and then you're like, yeah, I'm part of a polycule. And they're like, what? Like, have you ever met someone who's like, oh, I thought maybe this was going to be a...
I do try to tell people...
From the jump.
But just, I don't know, like, it's just, like, in my circle now, it's just not weird.
Yeah. There's probably, I mean? I imagine it's its own community, too, so there's, like, an overlap.
Kinda, yeah.
That, like, maybe some of the people you're dating, you've bumped into at a dungeon.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
And if you meet him on, like, Field or whatever, it's like, okay, well, you probably know that scene. I mean,
yeah. You're not on here looking... Yeah. Exclusively for monogamy, yeah. Surely.
Also, I should mention too, we are all trans, every single one of us, and that's like a small.
Oh, thing. Everyone in the polycule is.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, you know that annoying thing where it's like, oh, you're from Chicago? Do you know such and such? And it's like that's an idiotic question. But like, if you go, oh, you're trans in LA. Do you know this other trans person in LA? Like, probably. It's, yeah. That's not at all a stupid question.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, yeah, because you do get that with big cities. I get that with Alaska, which isn't even. The whole state, but that is funny. I just didn't even put
fucking
together.
Wilderness in that state.
Is
people
it?
Living in cabins.
It's like nobody knows that person. Yeah. How do you know them?
You don't go to Alaska to want to be known.
Yeah, they don't want you to know them.
Yeah.
Is it a requirement to be trans in your polycule?
No.
It's just how it worked out.
No, we have some, you know, I have a guy I see and do fun things and fool around with sometime. He's a cis guy. Yeah.
Do you get bullied for it in the polycule? Are you going out with old cis Henry?
Well, we hit him.
I love you.
We strike him in the mouth.
Yeah.
No, but like...
Pay for your sins!
I don't know. Like, that guy I see sometime, he's also, like, he's not trans, but, like, if he told me he was an NB in, like, a year or so, I'd be like, yeah, of course.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, he also is just sort of, like... He didn't come out exactly, but he just, you can tell his life was pretty square, and now he's doing a lot of queer shit, and, like, he's bi, and he's just, like, super all about it, and it's just, like, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find, before the polycule, Austis, and then I think we can probably try to wrap up, I'm just this is so interesting, was dating, when you first transitioned, what, like, how was it different in terms of, like, challenges maybe you were, like, met with? From when you were just...
Like when just I was... When,
when
I was
you were a dude.
A man,
yeah.
Okay.
When you were presenting as a man.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay. I can say this. This is a unique thing. Did you... This is going to sound weird. Did you watch the show Succession?
I'm so embarrassed to tell you I have not watched Succession.
Oh, okay.
I'm ashamed. But everyone watching probably has, so your references will hold.
There's a character on it who... Like, he has this weird thing where he, like, can't have sex with anyone. He's really, like, compulsively weird about it. They never say this on the show, but it's an actual thing that, like, nobody knows about. It's called sexual anorexia, and it's a thing I had when I was living as a guy, and it's like, what,
it's like you were averse to it,
yeah,
or you wouldn't
what
do
like
it?
what like food anorexia is to your appetite, sexual anorexia is to your sexuality.
Hot.
And
I'm
had to
kidding.
Do a lot of shit to overcome that, so like I didn't date when I was living as a man because I had that so badly.
Oh, yeah. So you like didn't even, yeah, because I remember you weren't really going on many dates.
No.
Like...
Also, I'm sorry, like sex when you're in the wrong body just is, it's
sex
so
even
weird.
When you're like
it's
unhappy
so
with the,
yeah.
like, when I'm in a state when I'm just like not happy with what my body looks like, that's hard enough. I can't imagine
can
being
I
like, this isn't the body I'm supposed to
can
have.
Can I tell you something wonderful though?
Yes.
The female orgasm is so much better. It's insane.
Okay.
Like, the fact that men are obsessed with sex, it's like, if you only knew how, what just,
what
like,
you're capable
what
of.
Fucking Cool Ranch Doritos your orgasm is compared to, like, the Italian Thanksgiving
Italian that a woman's orgasm is.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I have to ask you the obvious question that is popping up in people's brains.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different for
it's
you?
So much, it's harder, more intense, longer. It's so much longer. Also, you know what? Like,
we're like pigs.
Yeah. We are. It's also like, you know how sometimes you just like, you do it really, really hard and you're kind of like laying around in a daze like for like an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That men ain't doing that.
They're not?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. It's got to be God balancing out some kind of karmic scale. It's ridiculous how much better. Also, multiple times.
Oh, I was going to ask, can you go, it's so funny. I never put together that like your orgasm would change.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
It's so great. I have started joking about it, but like with a vibrator, I have like a joke on stage where it's purely for the women, and men don't give a fuck about it. Mm-hmm. But like, just like, you ever have an orgasm where you're like, this is the one I don't come back from. You're just like, I'm gonna be a vegetable, and I don't care.
You know, like the kind of orgasm where like if you drove after, you'd get a DUI.
Yes. Well, it never occurred to me that men didn't have some of that because it seems like they like pass out.
Yeah, they just pass out. Yeah. And it's such like a destination, not the journey thing for them. It's just,
That's such a great way to put it.
It's so shitty. Like,
yeah, just trying to, like, a means to an end. Whereas, like, sex for me, and I never put together that it was, like, it was, like, women versus men. But, like,
yeah,
it's the whole experience.
Also, you can orgasm from just being touched in certain ways, like, not even your genitals, you know, and, like, men can't do that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
to take some notes from you.
It's truly wonderful.
Camera, I'm clitter.
You know, a fish doesn't know that it's wet. Like, we're all coming wonderfully.
I am fish.
Yeah. I'm serving fish. Anyway.
On that note.
Can I tell you one more quick note?
Please, please.
The other day I was at a BDSM party with my boyfriend.
Classic.
And we did a scene. And
a scene? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh my god, I have to have you back on.
Yeah. We do a scene, and it was really nice and a lot of fun, and then we were cuddling afterwards and doing aftercare, and my boyfriend goes, hey, this is the dungeon where we met each other, remember? And then I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm so glad I met you. And then I'm like, I'm so glad I met you. I love you. And then I realized, I'm at a clown-themed sex party. And there's literally a woman not 20 yards away going, yeah, noodles, doink my clussy. And I'm like, this is the most romantic thing that ever happened to me.
I love you.
I love you too. It's so good to see you again.
So good to see you. Yeah. This is so wonderful. Where can people find you?
You should listen to the Skin Suit podcast with me and Robin Tran, another goofball. We have a podcast where we talk about such things as clown BDSM orgies. If that's your cup of tea, whose isn't it?
It's mine now.
Also, you can find me at Fifi Dosh on all Instagrams and TikToks and all that sort of thing. And yeah.
And she's so funny. I love your TikTok. I need you back in my fucking... Are you listening, algorithm? Fucking Instagram algorithm.
Yeah. Come on, surveillance state.
Yeah. Give me something.
Yeah.
You guys go follow Fifi. Listen to that podcast because you and Robin, it's like a lethal combination. It's so funny. But thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, girl.
Of course. Mm. All right. I love you. Bye, idiots.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. That concludes this week's episode of Hey, Idiots. I hope you learned something. I hope you laughed a little. Maybe you didn't learn anything. Maybe you're terrified, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have not already, please leave a rating and a review. Share this episode with your friends because everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. You have something to say about a guest? If there was a guest, you have something to say about my nonsensical rants, if it was just me, or maybe my rants over a guest. Come over to the Facebook group. It's called Idiots. You can see it right there linked on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. And, yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient with my ignorance. Keep asking questions. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others. And isn't that the point? See you soon, idiots.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.